With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate pushed a three-bill spending package past its procedural checkpoint today, and that is paving the way for a final vote within hours. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are anxious to try and pass some kind of a spending compromise before the end of the month deadline to avoid another government shutdown. President Trump says he may decide to invoke the Insurrection Act. That's after the escalation of anti-ICE demonstrations led to another shooting when an ICE officer was attacked by a man with a shovel.
So say officials. The shooting took place more than 4 miles north of where an immigrant agent fatally shot Renee Good on January 7th. Homeland Security says federal law enforcement officers stopped a person from Venezuela who was in the U.S. illegally. DHS officials also say that person drove away and crashed into a parked car before taking off on foot.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The U.S. has seized a sixth tanker in the Caribbean in its ongoing efforts to control exports of Venezuelan oil. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem declined to say exactly how many sanctioned tankers the U.S. is tracking.
I can't speak to the specifics of the operation, although we are watching the entire shadow fleet and how they're moving. I'm very proud of our Coast Guard, how they've partnered with the Department of War to do unprecedented actions in bringing these flags under jurisdiction that often, or these ships under jurisdiction that in many instances aren't flagged or they're affiliated with a country, moving this unauthorized oil to avoid our sanction policy.
Homeland says the vessel Veronica was boarded in a pre-dawn operation without incident, as it was defying President Trump's quarantine of sanctioned vessels. Venezuela's opposition leader paying a visit to President Trump today at the White House. The president agreed to meet with a Nobel Peace Prize winning Maria Corina Machado following the U.S. capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. This is SRN News. An award, if a dubious one, for North Korea.
Once again, Open Doors has designated the communist enclave as the worst nation on earth to be a Christian. The Religious Freedom Watchdog reports that in North Korea, believers, quote, must worship in utmost secrecy. If they're discovered, they and their families are deported to labor camps or executed. There is zero freedom of religion. The insular country tops Open Doors' annual World Watch list for the 29th time in 30 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has reached a settlement with a Jewish group that she accused of trying to intimidate pro-Palestinian activists. The group Beitar U.S. gained attention last year after claiming it had compiled the names of campus protesters against Israel and submitted them to the Trump administration. It used facial recognition software to identify the masked activists. This is SRN News. It's still not clear exactly what President Trump is threatening to do against the Iranian regime in the event it begins to execute anti-government demonstrators.
President Trump has left unclear what American action, if any, would take place against Iran.
Just gotten to me some information that the killing has stopped, that the executions have stopped. They're not going to have an execution.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi sought to tone down the rhetoric, urging the U.S. to find a solution through negotiation.
Between war and diplomacy, diplomacy is a better way.
The UN Security Council scheduled an emergency meeting on Iran at the request of the United States on Thursday afternoon. I'm Karen Chamas.
About 20 minutes from the close on Wall Street, and things are going well for all the major indexes. The Dow is up 290 points, the NASDAQ up by 62. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.